This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Celebrities can do a lot to raise the profile of a cause, but some organizations find it hard to attract the star power that makes them stand out. And when they do, the price can be high. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Heller Ann Shapiro is with the Osteogenesis Imperfecta Foundation. OI is a disease that causes bones to break easily or even spontaneously. Shapiro would love to have a celebrity promote OI research, but the group hasn't been able to attract any. Not that it hasn't gotten attention from Hollywood. The disease made an appearance on an ER episode in which the parents of a child with OI were wrongly suspected of abuse. And Shapiro thought her foundation might have had a real breakthrough after it was featured in a big Hollywood movie.
It appears that your baby has sustained some fractures while inside your uterus. His arms and his legs are broken.
The film was Unbreakable. Samuel L. Jackson's character had OI. The filmmakers approached the OI Foundation for advice, and Shapiro says her group provided plenty of help. And Shapiro was hoping to get some help in return.
We asked everyone in the film. We asked Bruce Willis. We asked Samuel L. Jackson. We even asked Robin Penwright, who plays Bruce Willis' wife. And we didn't get any response.
A publicist for Jackson didn't respond to inquiries about this incident. Willis's spokesman said the star has devoted many hours and a lot of his own money to his chosen cause, foster care. But he and several other publicists say the problem is that stars are inundated with requests for help, sometimes 200 or 300 in a year. So the most successful connections tend to happen when a celebrity has some personal experience with a cause. In those cases, the results can be dramatic. Shapiro points to the impact that Katie Couric has had in her campaign to raise awareness of colon cancer, which killed Couric's husband.
They're actually calling that the Couric effect because of the increase in the number of people who went and had colonoscopies after she came out and talked about it.
Star power boosts fundraising and increases political clout. Shapiro got a taste of that when her group was set to make a pitch for funding at a congressional hearing. Her group appeared right after Julia Roberts testified on behalf of another disease called Rett syndrome.
So the room was full. All the committee members, all the senators were there, and all of the news media was there. I mean, the cameras were just clicking away. She finished, we stepped up, and everybody disappeared.
But there are two sides, so to speak, to the celebrity coin. Publicist Rena Nyman has worked on many fundraisers that involved celebrities. Some were getting paid by a corporate sponsor. And if their heart wasn't in it, Nyman said, it really showed.
I had a wonderful celebrity come. She got out of her limo on the red carpet. I had every single outlet, entertainment outlet that you could want there. And she walked up to the first one and they said, well, how do you feel about being here and helping these children? And she said, I don't know. I don't know anything about any children. I mean, the first thing she said when she got out of the limo was, where am I?
In one case, Nyman assembled a big group of reporters to interview a star who simply didn't show up. And she says sometimes even those who are committed to a cause have their moods. Nyman has dealt with stars who appeared at an event but then refused to talk to the media.
And that was kind of their purpose in terms of getting the word out on this cause, and they just didn't want to do it. And so they didn't.
The Los Angeles Times has reported that some celebrities have received exceptionally generous compensation for their charity work. David Schwimmer got two Rolex watches worth more than $26,000 before appearing at a 1997 gala. Natalie Cole received cash and jewelry. Even if the stars agree to appear for free, they can still be expensive. Nyman says they might ask, say, for first-class airfare and accommodations for themselves and an entourage.
In general, it's always worth it on some level because it's really the only way to get exposure for something.
And sometimes the stars do a great job. Nyman says she's had wonderful experiences with the rock band Smashing Pumpkins, actress Sharon Stone, and the singer Tyrese.
You ask him to come at 6 a.m. to do a morning show, he jumps out of that limo and starts singing and is in a great mood and does whatever you ask and constantly is just saying, I am so grateful that I'm able to do this. This is the best thing I can do.
At the OI Foundation, Shapiro knows that her group probably won't get that kind of support until a celebrity has a strong personal reason to give it.
Probably, yes. We are waiting for someone to have a child with osteogenesis imperfecta.
If that happens, perhaps that celebrity will bring the kind of attention that Christopher Reeve brought to spinal cord injuries and Michael J. Fox brought to Parkinson's disease. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.